We're going to look tonight in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Sunday night we were talking about pressure, how that this is an age that is pressure-packed, it seems. That I meet people who have more than they need to have on their plate, doing so much, trying to get so much accomplished, so busy with work and family and on and on. There are just so many responsibilities. People are under pressure. I want to look at that, but I just want to look, take another look at this from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. It says, "For which cause we faint not, and though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Amen. First things that I read this morning, as far as in my news feed, was that a young man who played professional football — I don't know much about these professional football players, I can't keep up with all that — but his name was Aaron Hernandez, and he was making millions and millions of dollars as a pro football player, and somehow he got into a difference and a fight of sorts, and another football player was killed, and he was charged with murder and convicted and went to prison for life. And last night, between 12 or so and early this morning, he took his bed sheet and made a noose of sorts and hung himself from the window of his cell until he died. And they found him dead this morning. I think I mentioned Sunday that cancer is the number one killer, heart disease is number two, and suicide is number three. And it's hard for me to understand, but I do know that by the multiplied thousands of people give up and take their own life. It's an incredible thing to consider. But and I don't even know for sure why. I'm not suggesting that anyone among us has that frame of mind. But I think maybe we need to be more aware of what is going on around us and to see that people are in crisis, and to help them understand. And if we can understand, then maybe we can help someone else understand the seriousness and the importance of our life. This scripture is talking about people losing heart, giving up, losing heart. It says, "For which cause we faint not." It literally means to lose heart. We don't faint. For which cause? We don't faint. We don't lose heart. As Christians, we're not exempt from trouble. We're not exempt from hardship, trouble, and we go through difficult times, challenging times. But as Christians, we don't lose heart. We don't give up. And then there's some real insight that's given to us from these verses of scripture that I read to you there. We faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. There's the contrast given there, the physical life, our day-to-day physical life, and our spiritual life. We are all spiritual beings. And the physical body is temporary. It's temporal. It's not going to last. We're all, unless the Lord comes and we're raptured out of here, we're all headed for the graveyard. And the end of this physical body is going to come. And when it comes, then for the saint of God, It's not so much the dreaded thing. Today when I saw Tommy, he's been sick for weeks now, really sick, out of it most of the time. And now he has this trachea. He can't speak, and I can't read lips. Some people can, but I mean, I was struggling, trying to understand what he was saying. I said, "Do you know who I am?" And he said my name as best he could. I recognized my name. In our little brief little conversation, I said, "I know you're weary with this. Church folks are praying for you. People care about what's going on in your situation. We're praying for you. I know you're weary with this." And he went, "I want to go home." And he wasn't talking about an earthly home. He kept saying, "I want to go home. I want to go home." I understand that people get physically worn out with sickness and they come to that place. And that happens. But as believers, just because you're getting hit from every side with all kinds of attack and enemy working against you, we remember, according to this text that I've read to you here tonight, we remember that the spiritual life is more important even than the physical life. While we really are concerned about our physical life, we want to take care of ourselves, and we should. But we know that more important than our physical life is that eternal being. The soul of a man is what really matters. And so the contrast is given there. Even though the outward man is perishing, the inward man can be renewed every day. You can be strengthened and renewed in spite of what is going on in your physical world. You can still be renewed in the spirit and not cave in. I don't know if that young man, Aaron Hernandez, knew anything about God or if anyone had ever talked to him about the Lord, but I believe that someone that is convicted and in a life sentence can find the Lord and can find a purpose for their life even in that bad circumstance. And that many have done that. Many have found a way that they can be used for God and the kingdom of God, advance the kingdom of God, and have spent their days in a prison, but somehow the grace of God has helped them to renew their spirit even though their physical was in a terrible situation. I've read about people that have been in prisoners of war for years and years and years, and the only thing that carried them through, many of them would lose their mind, literally lose their mind in a prisoner of war situation. But you read the reports of the different ones that trusted God, and even though they didn't know the scripture, every scripture that they could memorize were written on the walls, scratched out on the walls of their prison cell, that they were trusting the Lord in the worst circumstance. And you can do that too. If we're not careful, we'll just look at our physical world and say, things are bad, things are not going well, but you mustn't lose heart. Put your trust in the Lord, and that even in the worst of situation, that spiritual man can be built up. I know I mentioned Johnny Erickson Tata a lot, but that lady just amazes me. And when you hear her, she's not down and out. She's not defeated or depressed. When you hear her and you listen to her for 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and you're lifted up. You're strengthened. If you've ever read her books, it's amazing. Her insight and her understanding of spiritual things. And I don't know if that would have ever happened if it hadn't been for this physical world that she's in that's so difficult, but yet God's grace is sufficient. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. And if you know of someone that they're down and defeated and discouraged and in deep depression and they're losing heart as far as this life, go and give them a word of hope. Give them God's word. Give them a word of hope. Let them know. Maybe if someone has spoken to that young man, he might could have put his faith in the Lord and saved himself from this destruction that he faced early this morning. Verse 17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, You know, when you're going through it, it is not a light affliction. If you're sick, if you are going through a trying situation, it's not light. But the scripture here refers to it as something that's light or small or even insignificant. And the contrast is, in compared to all of the wonderful things that God has in store for his people. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So there's two or three things mentioned in this. First of all, your perspective, how you're seeing your life circumstance is important. What your focus is on, is it on the Lord? Is it on the promises of God? What is your perspective? Or are you looking at your trouble and your sickness and your problem, and that's the focus of your life? Well, it's a terrible mistake to do that. And also it says that it's just for a moment. We go through seasons of time in our life where things are really challenging and difficult. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be always like it is right now, what you're going through. It's not always going to be this way. You can get a hold of God and know that it may just be a season. But even if it is for the rest of your life that you're in this trying situation, the promise of God through his word is that it's working. It's working. The word there literally means building. It's building up something in your life. It's working on you and developing something in you, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Things that God can do through our trouble and our trials that we could never learn, or knowledge we would never gain if everything was just smooth sailing. You go through it. When you go through some challenging, difficult time, you enter into not only a trying, fierce storm in your life, but you also enter into a classroom, a schoolroom, where God, by his Spirit, he helps you. He instructs you. He builds something in you that you didn't have before. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. I've seen people just lose heart, walk away from God, walk away from the house of God, walk away from all their spiritual past and experiences. Just give up. What's the use? Oh, the enemy, he would love to get you to focus only on your worries and your troubles and cause you to lose heart and lose your focus. The third verse in the text is verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, it's the perspective, it's the focus. What you're focusing on. When you are going through it, we have a tendency to, you know, look at what we're dealing with and allow that to control our life. But we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Understand that there is to be a spiritual focus on the spiritual man. And your growth in the knowledge of the Lord and the things of God, and as you are focused upon the things of the Lord. It's only a season. It's just a season. It's just something you're going through. It's just a trial that you're going through. It's a season. It will pass. But during this trial, don't lose it. Don't waste it. I think it was Paul Billmeyer that wrote the book, Don't Waste Your Sorrows. All through the book, he talks about the fact that we all experience. It's the human condition. Like Job said, in this life, yes, we are going to have trials. Our days in this world are few and full of trouble. That's what Job said. We know that there are seasons of time that are challenging and difficult. But those things don't beat you down. They don't destroy you. They don't defeat you, because your hope is in him. Your hope is in the eternal and not in the things of this life. Don't lose heart. Amen. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. There are unexpected, unanticipated events that may take place in the next few days in your life. You don't know what a day will bring or what a week will bring. We have no way of knowing. But God knows, and you belong to Him. You're a child of God. God knows, and the same God that knows also will give you grace and help if you'll put your trust in the Lord and not lose heart. And the world, the terrible statistic that I gave to you, that the third most prominent way that people die, suicide. You can understand when people get a disease and their life is taken from them. But someone who takes their own life, do you know that these statistics are bearing out also that it's a lot of those are children and young people that are taking their lives, teens, young people that are taking their lives. They're losing heart. Somewhere along the line, we fail to give them the hope and the right perspective. It's not just what's going on in this life, but it is what God is doing, and even through your trial, what He is building in you. Praise the Lord. You're not alone. You're not alone in your trouble, in your trial. The Lord is with you. And not only is the Lord with you, but the family of God is here for you. The family of God will surround you and help you and pray for you and minister to you when you go through at times. We have God's Word. It talks about the comfort of the Scripture. We have His Word that comforts us and helps us through these times. I'm so thankful that I received as a young person some insight into God's Word to know that this is a source of strength that can bring you through the worst of trials. Put your hope and your confidence in God and in the Word of the Lord. The Apostle Paul said, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." We go through these things, but we don't give up. We don't lose heart. We don't despair. "Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." You go through it. We all go through difficult and challenging times, but God can bring you through it to the other side of that trial and that fear or whatever it is that the enemy is using to destroy you, and God can use it to build something in you, to strengthen your faith, to help you in the circumstance that you are in. Amen. Crushed but not afflicted but not crushed. That's what it means in 2 Corinthians 4 and 8. Perplexed but not despairing, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. We don't lose heart. Amen. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, this is 2 Corinthians 4 and 1, the Apostle Paul, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, we don't lose heart, we don't give up, because we know that God is the one that's working in our lives, and sometimes He allows these challenging and difficult times to come our way, and through that, He builds some things into us that He knows that we need to hear." Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says, Psalm 37, 23, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." That means for the saint of God that there's not mistakes or there's not things that happen to you, but what God isn't involved in it. And He orders your steps. He orders your way. He's involved in the daily things. Yeah, even the difficult and the challenging things you go through, sometimes He just allows it to come because He's going to work a more eternal weight of glory in you, giving you a greater insight to the spiritual things rather than just the fleshly and the carnal things. The Apostle Paul, we mentioned this Sunday night, all the things that he went through, the shipwrecks and the beatings and, a night and a day in the deep and, on and on. He was stoned. He was left for dead. It was about three or four verses that we read Sunday night that describes all the things that he went through, but he never lost heart. He never gave up. He held on to the promise of God. Hallelujah. Let me read you a few more verses. This is 1 Corinthians 4 and 9. This is also the Apostle Paul. For I think that God had set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. The world is watching. They're not only watching what's happening to you, they're watching the response that you have to what's happening to you. The world is observing. I thought that was a Christian. I thought that person served the Lord and loved the Lord. Lord, God has put us on the stage. We're spectacles. We're being observed and watched. That's why whenever we go through the trying times, God's grace is sufficient. He will, with the trial, make a way of escape. Amen. God will help you through the thing that you are going through. 2 Corinthians 6 and 4, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings. Again, he's listing some of the things that he's went through, but he's held on to the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4 and 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed. The inward man is being strengthened, and God is working in your trying situation. Amen. Praise God for his faithfulness no matter what you go through. Amen. You go through sickness, something about going through a season of sickness that it affects you. You have a difficult time even praying. I think that's one of the reasons why that the Bible says when you're sick, call for the elders of the church and let them pray. Sometimes you're so overwhelmed with your physical needs, it's hard to even pray. It's certainly hard to pray a prayer of faith. So you call for the saints of God to gather around you and to pray for you and to bring you through that circumstance, no matter what it is that you are facing. Amen. What your trial can do is give you a whole new perspective on God and on the faithfulness of God. Amen. You need to see him. You need to see Jesus in the middle of your trouble and your trial. Get a different perspective on it. Don't look at it and say, oh, the devil's about to kill me. He's beating on me. He's destroying me. He's attacking me. But just remember that you're a child of God. You belong to him. And he is the one that's going to take care of you and bring you through the worst of circumstance. Praise the Lord. So just a few things from this text that I think will help us. First thing is that we need to see the value of our spiritual life and the inward man being renewed and strengthened even through the trying situation that we're in. Another thing is that the future is more important than the present. What's going to happen in the future is more important than what's going on right now in our life. He's working a greater eternal work of glory in you. And he's building, he's preparing you for things that he has in store for his people. Amen. Get your eyes upon the Lord, your focus upon the Lord, and not your trouble, and not your trial. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't lose heart. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't lose heart. Hold on to the Lord tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.